The same way I am, and looks up towards the sky. It's night time. The city lights drowning out the stars. Light pollution, they call it. I sneak a glance at her body. My eyes hesitate on her narrow waist, the curve of her hips and back. I have thoughts. When I look up again, she's looking back at me. I'm pretty sure my face has gone red. I take a quick drag, the smoke drifting into my right eye. It stings, but I pretend it doesn't. I fumble for words, come up with a rather lame, "So you're a friend of Jackie's?" I hardly know Jackie, our host. I'm a friend of a friend. She doesn't answer immediately. For a second, her expression seems to be saying, "I saw you looking at me," and then just maybe, "And I don't mind."
"Sort of," she says. "I'm here with Michael. You know him, tall blonde hair, he's wearing a leather jacket."
A ridiculous, pointy prickle of jealousy somewhere inside my chest. Of course she's here with someone. We're in our late 30s, although she might be slightly younger. Someone like her is unlikely to be single.
Not sure, I say, although I've already forgotten the bloke's name and description. I'm finding it hard to focus on anything else but her.
"It's odd, isn't it?" she says,
waving a hand towards the door we both walked out of to stand here in this ill-lit back garden. Beyond that door, the party continues.
"Making new friends as an adult feels like there's no point."
I nod, chuckle. I agree. In fact, I'm quite sure I've often stated the same myself. I have the same friends I've had since the age of 12. Colleagues, acquaintances, I sometimes refer to them as friends too, but it never rings sincere when I do. Then I wonder if she means us. If she's confessing to me that she doesn't really want to know me, so no point in pretending, except that's not how it sounds. At all. I'm about to reply when someone else steps out. Before I realise, my hand darts behind my back, concealing the cigarette. We go quiet, and I can't help feeling like we're both irritated by the intrusion. Not only on account of my smoking, that is. We've been interrupted, but there's also a strange feeling of having been caught. A large, precarious figure in a suit a couple of sizes too large stumbles through the door. A man who only notices us at the last second. When he does, he jumps, letting out a little high-pitched squeal, then immediately fixes his expression, gives us a cross-eyed, blurry smile. He walks past us hurriedly, almost trips on his own feet, laughs an apologetic little laugh, then, to the relief of all parties involved, disappears through a small gate in the garden fence. We share a quizzical smile, and suddenly, looking into her eyes, perhaps because of the beer, I feel like leaning forward and telling this complete stranger that I think I'm in love with her. I have no idea why, but the thought is there. Gabby, Ed's wife, says it's all down to my star sign. I'm a Pisces. Apparently, we are slaves to beauty. All it takes to steal a Pisces man's heart, she says, is a pair of beautiful eyes and a perfect figure. Some might say the same goes for any man. I'm not sure what I think. I tend to tune out when someone mentions star signs, especially if that someone is Gabby. At times I wonder how someone like Cecilia, my wife, can stand her. My smile turns stiff. My wife. I'm a grown man. Married. I'm not a smoker. Not really. I'm not someone who chats up strangers. What am I doing out here with this woman? What am I thinking? I should be inside, sitting beside the woman I married, holding hands, chatting with the others, whispering familiar words in each other's ears, giggling at inside jokes the sort no one else gets. Yet I'm here. And I'm not entirely sure I want to leave. I clear my throat. Am I coming across as nervous? It's been so long since I felt the need to impress a woman. Seduction. Hard work, that. I'm here with my wife, I blurt out nonsensically. Immediately I scan her face for...